Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. This is the broadcast for May 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Without further ado, we got to get straight to it. We don't even have enough time. The good doctor's in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you. As always, a pleasure to begin the week with you folks. So maybe the week will, I don't know. There's so many distractions, diversions, and disasters that seem to be plaguing our geopolitical landscape. There's never enough time to talk about them all, is there?
But we're going to double down and be dedicated to telling the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We are truth tellers. And Dr. Scott Bradley had the chance to be at the Newquist breakfast, which we mentioned with Lowell Nelson last hour. And he gave an incredible speech. He spoke with two other people. He spoke with Alex Newman and Robert Brown. But Dr. Scott Bradley literally hit it out of the park. Now, we've covered probably a lot of this on your radio over the last, 2 years kind of a thing. But Dr. Bradley spoke on the Fauci facade, ladies and gentlemen. And this is really an important reality to face. And here's why. I mentioned the facade and the criminal activity and the dishonesty. I mentioned the bioweapon nature of not only the virus, that it was intentionally created and released, that they've denied this, but evidence is coming out. Then the vaccine being a bioweapon, Dr. Bradley's really tied this together. We both had experiences where we almost died. Scott Bradley's situation was much worse than mine because, really, of our medical system, of the mandates that have been put in place, literally, intentionally bring you into the hospital and kill you with, again, remdesivir, the drug, and others, that all these things are designed for death. And we've had Nurse Aaron and many other people come on the radio and tell you about this. We've had all kinds of doctors. Every time anybody stands up against this, they get absolutely railroaded, shut down, their whole careers, their characters all destroyed on the altar of you don't dare go against the COVID, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? The longer we stand up for the truth, the more the evidence comes out and validates what we've been saying all along and absolutely drives a nail in the coffin of the dishonest narrative of the Fauci folks, even the Donald Trump folks. Look, Donald Trump was going for this, you know, Operation Warp Speed for the vaccines and everything else. Look, is Trump as bad as Fauci? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a Fauci facade. And it's beyond Fauci at this point. There's a COVID facade. Let's start there, doctor.
You know, I just say, okay, let's start there. It is a massive topic. And what I put together for that presentation was basically, I started at the global level and attempted to kind of pull some strings on that thing, tied it down to the national level. Went, my intention was to cover our home state in Utah, which is one of the most criminal states in the nation, I believe, at this point, and then to bring it to my own personal experience. The medical modalities are truly a death watch. Every single residual challenge that I face truly was medically induced. And when they brought me out of the medically induced coma, which I don't believe I'm completely out of at this point, and people may say, oh, that explains the slowness of wit and everything. But the fact of the matter, the fact of the matter is that but when they brought me out of that, I was ragingly thirsty, and I said, give me.
By the way, ladies
water.
And gentlemen, he's recovering magnificently. I don't mean to interrupt you here, but you are recovering magnificently, and it's God Almighty that made it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be absolutely clear and give the credit where credit is due.
Well, and just in that little side note, I always tell people, and I had people contacting me from as far away on one side of the world as South Africa and the other side of the world as China. It's amazing how many people were aware of the challenges that we faced and were offering prayers and exercising their faith. And every single instance I get an opportunity, I tell people that if they offered a prayer or exercised a particle of faith, they participated in a miracle. Truly it was. I tell people the day of miracles is not done. We are absolutely able to count on God And my restoration that continues is absolutely a testimony of that. But when I came out of the coma,
amen to that, brother.
I was ragingly thirsty, and I says, I need a drink of water. They says, you can't. I says, what do you mean I can't? Well, you haven't had a drink of water for 40 days. And I said, no, Jesus does that. I don't do that. Give me a drink of water. Well, I had to go another 30 days. Every single day I basically survived. If you've really, really, really been thirsty, you know that the thirst urge is probably one of the most overwhelming things you can have. But for the next 30 days, truly, I survived one day to the next thinking I would get a drink of water the next day. They did have a feeding tube, and so I wasn't like I was completely turning into a raisin or something. But to tell you the truth, I had so many failures of feeding tubes. How does a feeding tube fail? How does the trach fail? I had multiple failures of the trach equipment. I mean, it's a mechanical device. I mean, my goodness gracious. There were just one failure after another, challenge after challenge. But the point of the matter is I had to learn how to swallow again. I had to learn how to comb my hair, brush my teeth, how to type and write. I tell you crazy stories about each one of those. But I'm still learning how to walk, I tell people. I'm going on a hike as soon as we get done here. We go 3 or 4 miles, but I'm slower than molasses. And my agility, quickness, vibrance is greatly diminished. But we're working on a full comeback. But the bigger issue, I kind of did this in reverse of what we were doing at the breakfast. The bigger issue really is the cabal. It is truly a cabal that is working to the destruction. It's just not on a single issue of a pandemic that they have created and generated across the world in terms of the fear and the doubt and the hopelessness. This pandemic, so-called, has brought us, basically as a people, to worship at the altar of COVID. It has brought us to the point that our Savior is physicians, scientists, politicians, pharma companies. We have turned our back on the God of our fathers, and we have turned ourselves into a people that no longer has faith, largely. Now, there are exceptions, obviously, and we know a lot of those exceptions. And I'm blessed to know those people that have held fast to their faith in God and Christ. But I'm here to tell you that the cabal has worked its magic in such a manner that it's not magic. It's a diabolical reverie of laughter against the things sacred. One of the things I talked about briefly, and again, I'm just taking a kind of a shotgun effect here, was The Real Anthony Fauci, the book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If you haven't read it, you really do need to. And it's not an easy read. I mean, you know, when I wrote my book to preserve the nation, I was very careful to make it look friendly and inviting. You know, you had lots of white space and headings, and people could feel, okay, I can do this next little section, or I can do this next little section. Kennedy's book is written edge to edge on the paper. It is meticulously documented. It's probably anywhere between, probably the smallest chapters, 50 endnotes, in which the things in the chapter are documented meticulously, as I said. Many, many hundreds of endnotes. Many of the chapters have 100, 150 at the end of each chapter. So I find it just really was kind of a chore to read. And if you like reading a Tom Clancy novel or a Creature from Jekyll Island kind of novel, you know that it's not a novel, it's a documentary. But this does not fit in that. And it's painful to read because the things that Fauci, the manipulations, the machinations that this cabal has been involved in is beyond measure in bringing this about. And the responses, you look at in Utah, About a week into March, Utah declared a state of emergency. Utah had not had one death, not one death that was attributed to COVID. Not one when they did that. And they brought the whole state into a state of emergency. That allows Utah, of course, to get billions upon billions, literally billions. I'm not making words up. It's not just millions. It's billions of dollars of federal funds. And the fact of the matter is that they played the game the whole way. The so-called public health officials that were involved in this were end-to-end. It wasn't just a dialogue or an agenda. It was a script. And about the second week in March, I was asked by KSL, the largest news organization, I believe, in the state of Utah, to do a TV interview. And they had a six-minute segment they were going to do on this so-called pandemic. And so I gave them a 28-minute on-camera interview. They used 9 seconds of my interview. I could tell by the drift and the everything. This was an agenda, a script to bring about mandatory vaccinations and destroy our liberty. I guess,
ladies and gentlemen,
to the break.
Yeah, quick break. We'll talk to Dr. Scott Bradley. He gave an incredible speech at the Newquist event. We're highlighting that now. Dr. Bradley spoke on the Fauci facade. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right, live with Dr. Scott Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always. Dr. Bradley gave an incredible speech about the Fauci facade, and we're highlighting that speech now, and here's my one-line summary thus far. The Globid COVID cabal is being used to force the great reset of society, to destroy your agency and your liberties, to destroy America, your way of life, destroy small business, and make you a slave. That's my one-liner so far, Dr. Bradley. And we take it from the global to the state to the local to personal experiences and more. This is virtually, sadly, all-encompassing, Doctor.
Well, and that's the problem, is that there's so much to talk about. I mean, the smearing of things such as ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and the lionizing of deathly, I can't call them medications, they're poisons. the Remdesivirs of the world, and some of these other things that have been brought forth that actually literally in the tests that they did for other sicknesses where they were doing the testing for efficacy and safety and so on, they ended, for example, a Remdesivir test 28 days in because over 50% of those that had been administered Remdesivir died. It was by far and away the most deadly of all of the concoctions. I can't call it a medicine. The most deadly of the concoctions they were testing, and it became the modality. It was the go-to modality at Fauci's insistence here in this country. Now, let me just for a moment. Now, if you talk about death rates per million population, I had a slide I had a few slides. It had to take several slides. We reviewed a great number of the nations across the world. The nation that was closest to the United States in terms of its death count, Iran had 1,449 deaths per million. That is the second worst in the world, okay? But let's go to the United States for just a second. The United States had 2,107 deaths per million. That with only 4% of the world's population, the United States experienced 14.5% of the total worldwide COVID deaths. And people say, oh my goodness, how does that happen with our fantastic medical system and everything? People, we were a third worse than the worst other country. But let me give you one other real contrast. Tanzania, they had .86 deaths per million. Less than one death per million.
Say that again.
In the United States. So again,
just repeat it. It's important, worthy of repeat.
Tanzania had .86 deaths per million. The United States, on the other hand, had over 2,100 deaths per million. Worst per million in the world by far and away. China, 3 deaths per million. Hong Kong, 28. Congo, 35. South Korea, 47. Now, a lot of these people, you say, oh, well, they had real draconian things. But you look at other countries, for example, you look at Denmark, who had almost no response to it, 455 deaths per million. I mean, United States, 5 times that per million. But what's really interesting is Tanzania had a far different response to this so-called pandemic than the United States had. They completely ignored everything. Well, I'll have to back that out a little bit in just a second. But they had a leader until he was assassinated. I truly believe that he was assassinated.
Now, think about this. They had a leader. Now he's dead.
And
isn't
he was,
that interesting, ladies and gentlemen?
Exactly. He said, no, we ain't going to do this. But as you remember, mask mandates, lockdowns, business shutdowns, educational suspension, economic sanctions, medical protocols, government resources fully committed to vaccine development, travel restrictions, contact tracing, business and personal relief checks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on and on.
Stay at home mandates. We can go on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yep.
Absolute, complete suspended. Destruction of all societal norms.
Absolutely. And what happened after this Tanzania leader was assassinated, they put this freak, another globalist cabal freak, put into the head of the government. She implemented a complete repressive regime like the United States was doing.
But now, let me stop you there. And if you don't believe in our assassination claims, why the next leader does an about face on the very issue we're talking about? Is that just coincidental?
I think not.
Go ahead,
not
sir.
In the slightest. Okay, so this woman comes in, the Wicked Witch of the West, and put all of these things on the people. After a week, beginning with the police. Okay, now, let that go to your heart for a minute. All of these police officers here in this country and around the world, look at Australia, New Zealand, look at Austria. I mean, these police officers are complicit to the nth degree. They are diabolical in their willingness to fulfill their orders, as you might, the old Nazi argument at the Nuremberg trials after all. I was just following orders.
We're just following orders.
Yes. But after about a week in Tanzania, the police says, we ain't doing this no more. I mean, these masks are, they're killing us. We're going to die. So they threw their masks in the can, okay? And the rest of the people, well, the police are on our side. And they checked them, too, except at the airport. I think that's the only place. And the nation weathered the storm in very, very short order with minimal repercussions. Again, the result was Tanzania, 0.86 death. That's less than 1 per million versus 2,107 deaths per million in the United States. United States, highest by far. Now, that is just scratching the surface. Our modalities, the things that we were blocked from getting, had the smear tactics that were done. And by the way, I brought in, you know, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and we could talk at length about their efforts to control and contain the United States medical freedom. But the United States has been complicit in helping the World Health Organization do that. The Gates Foundations, their involvement. The idea, we talked about stuff like safety and efficacy. You cannot accurately, with any scientific evidence, say it's safe or effective. Because we did, I mean, in terms, it's more than a nanosecond, okay? But it was a blink of the eye, basically, for safety and efficacy that was tested when they brought these things forward, because they didn't take the time to do what would have been years of verification. And I think back about the last vaccine that our family took was back in 1976 when we got sucker punched by Gerald Ford. Go down and get your vaccine. Well, after a handful of deaths, probably less than 6 or 8, with that vaccine, they pulled it from the market. By the way, more people died from the vaccine than died from the disease. Okay, and I think these are parallels we've got to draw the analogies between. But they pulled that back in 76. Our family said, no more, never, not going to happen. We were sucker punched by that. And this is far and away, amazingly, you cannot say it's safe and effective. All of the media did was reflect the marketing announcements of the companies that were making these things. And the media announced them as though they were gospel truth. Institutions embraced them as though the media were telling them the truth. The media was completely on board with this. Like I started to mention that interview I did early in this, a 28-minute on-camera television interview. They used 9 seconds of my words. They spent the rest of their 6-minute segment demonstrating the absolute necessity of mandatory, compulsory, the Gestapo will be at your door. They didn't quite put it that way. If you don't take this vaccine, this is the only way we're going to save our lives. This, people, was before anybody in Utah had been attributed to dying of the COVID. And so right from the very get-go, and we could go through dozens and dozens and dozens of reading off the script across a whole spectrum of media wherein they said, yes, this is the way to go. And it was like we were all worshiping at the same altar. And churches did the same thing. Churches, unbelievable
but
things.
But it was like we were worshiping all the same altar by force, though, Doctor. Let's be very clear. It wasn't just we chose something.
Yeah, but the people went into it willingly. I mean, so many did. I didn't. You didn't. There's many people that probably listened to your show that didn't. But I am utterly amazed. I mean, I have conversations with people. I call them COVID cowards. And they say, oh, but we were so fortunate to have these responses, or look how decimating it would have been. Okay, people, Tanzania, less than a death per million. United States, worst in the world in terms of deaths per million. It's astounding. And we embraced them and ran off the cliff together as lemmings.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bradley's just getting started. If you want to check out his incredible webinars and a whole lot more, his collegiate series to preserve the nation, etc., freedomsrisingsun.com, and he'll continue in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, is praising police for saving lives after Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket. Tyriza Patterson lost her husband in the attack and tells the Today Show about hearing the news.
We all have a set time, but why did he have to leave this way? That was my response. I didn't know if I should be angry. I didn't know if I should be hurt. It's all different kind of emotions, but the first thing I thought of, why this way?
Severe thunderstorms are forecast to pound the Northeast today. Communities from New England to the Carolinas can expect rain with hail and strong destructive winds. Tornadoes also can't be ruled out. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and Raleigh all are under the gun for the possible severe weather. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Some parents are struggling to find baby formula as many states experience a supply shortage. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox and Friends that the Biden administration did not react quickly enough.
They're paying more for everything, and in cases like baby formula, which, you know, basic survival items, when you can't get it, that is a major crisis, and one certainly that they should have anticipated a long time ago.
The Food and Drug Administration says they are working with foreign manufacturers to increase the supply of formula. The White House says they are working to reduce inflation with legislation such as the bipartisan infrastructure law, which will improve supply chains by creating more jobs while improving America's infrastructure. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, will be the commencement speaker at the West Point graduation on Saturday. About 1,000 cadets will be commissioned as second lieutenants in the Army during the ceremonies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. Check out his weekly webinars and more. We're talking about this great reset that they're pushing. They're doing it via the COVID dishonesty. They've lied all the way from the global level all the way down. And this just shows you, this is, in my opinion, an experiment on their part. It was like round one. It might not be the real thing, in other words, what their real intent is. They might unleash something way worse. But what they've done is they've created the grand global experiment to say, how many nations will go along? What will the people do? How will they react? Let's lock down really hard in Australia. Let's not lock down so much in other places. Let's use the United States, the greatest target, as the guinea pig. Let's abuse them as hard as we think we can get away with without too much of a result. Let's observe. It's the grand experiment, even though it's evil and people are dying and all that kind of stuff. In my opinion, it's a prerequisite for what they have planned for the real thing, should we not comply. Doctor, am I crazy?
Well, I guess I wouldn't want to judge that, Sam, but no, I'm just kidding you. I really, really, you're absolutely correct. This is done at the highest levels of the world. Let's talk for a minute about that. Well, I mean, everybody should be aware of the machinations of the United Nations and the WHO, the World Health Organization. That's a United Nations instrument. But the World Economic Forum is a private organization with globalist intentions. It is a fascist-type approach to things. They believe in a public-private partnership where the great stakeholders. Go to their website. Read it, people. You don't have to listen only to me. Go do your research. But this guy named Klaus Schwab created it back in 1971. And it has become kind of the educational arm, if you will, of bringing the new leaders forward, the new young leaders, the Bill Gates of the world and the Macrons. And I mean, it's just so amazing to me how many are graduates of their thought processes. But let me just read from the Great Reset website of the World Economic Forum. Quoting, "The response to COVID-19 proves that a reset of our economic and social foundations is possible." Do you get that? They're going to use this as the instrument by which it may be done. Going on. "To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism." Now, basically what they're going to do is have this silent global coup d'etat. That's their term to capture governance. It's going to be a public-private arrangement with the big, big economic engines, if you will, of the world. Now, I've looked at every single one of their partners that they have put on their website. Now, there may be some that I don't know of because they're not on the website. But strategic partners like Bill and Melinda Gates, we should all know where they're coming from this. But you know what's interesting to me, Sam, having our home state, Utah, the only one I could find, the only corporate partner that I could find from this state was Intermountain Healthcare. That is the largest, that is the cabal that controls the healthcare of Utah. It is the biggest footprint on the net.
And that's all they need, doctor, because all they've got to do is force you into their healthcare system.
Well,
all they got to do is create an intentional bioweapon, then create the anecdote bioweapon, and I don't know how you avoid it. 90% of society is going to be caught in that intentional snare. Once you're in that system, they literally control every aspect of your life.
Well, and really and truly, it is a never-ending spiral of death. I mean, to give my personal experience with it, they had never seen anybody down as far as I was come back. I mean, literally. I mean, you know, yeah, they put people in comas. That's their modality. They intubate them through their mouth, which is a destructive modality. I was cratering, literally, until they trached me and took that stupid thing out of my mouth. But at any rate, there's just, it's hard for people to understand. See, a year ago, I felt like I was 16 years old. You know, and I know people, they say, oh, you got to start acting your age. I'm never going to act my age. But with the problems, the residual health challenges that I face currently, people say, oh, you're just starting to feel your age. No. A year ago, I would have said, you know, I guess age 16 is maybe a little bit of an overstatement, but not much. I mean, the vigor and activity and everything like that, I was very pleased with where we were. And this thing was just like an avalanche of challenges. It continues to be. So anyway, going back to the World Economic Forum, they propose a globalized world managed by self-selected coalition of multinational corporation, governments, including the United Nations system, and select civil society organizations. Okay, these are the people that are coming from the public-private world. They're going to come together and become the silent global, their words, coup d'etat to capture governance. And I think about one of the things that I put in my presentation was the Fabian Socialists. I had a slide in regards to the Fabian Socialists. It's a leaded glass artwork that was put together. It's now in the London School of Economics. It's the socialists, and they actually literally show the primary principle socialists reshaping the world on a forge. They're heating the world up. They're pounding it with hammers. They are worshiping before an altar of socialist, godless concepts. But what's interesting in the background of that, there's a, I guess, a coat of arms, you might call it. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. A wolf in sheep's clothing, Sam. I mean, you look at that, for example, and you come to, you remember the Savior in the 7th chapter of Matthew said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Remember that. Go look it up in Matthew, Matthew 7:15. If people would recognize that these people are reshaping our world in the format they want, and socialism, as you know, is just one broad umbrella.
One avenue, if you will.
Communism is a socialistic philosophy. The Labour Party in England, I mean, for example, I had a picture of Tony Blair, who was the Labour guy that was the Prime Minister. He says, yeah, we look to these Fabians. You know, we can see this in our Labour Party. You look at the fascists. I mean, you look at Mussolini or Hitler. This World War II was simply a gang war to see which Fabian flavor or Fabian socialist flavor was going to rule the world. Whether it was de Gaulle's flavor, or it was the British Labour Party, or it was the Marxism out of Leninism that comes.
Yeah, do you
Russia.
Want Holodomor style, or do you want the German style? You know what,
well,
style,
you know,
of
what?
Death and destruction do you want?
That they really do reign in horror upon the earth, and these are the people that are trying to reshape our world, and what was astounding to me, and I haven't even touched on what happened in Utah at this point, and I know we're running out of time, but back in April, I think it was, I wrote a resolution, a 15-page resolution. You know me, Sam. It wasn't a resolution documenting all of the interrogatories that had to happen. Mine was only the touching the points that the Utah legislature could have used to bring about an impeachment of our governor. And the reason was that the violations of the Constitution, not only the national Constitution, but also the state Constitution, every step of the way was a usurpation of power, facilitated, by the way, by a complicit and complacent legislature, which, you know, 7 years ago, unconstitutionally delegated to the executive branch the authority to make law in an emergency, in contravention of Article 6, Section 30 of the Utah Constitution, which says, okay, if we have an emergency, you know, we got some mode we got to go into, but you cannot violate the Constitution in an emergency. Go back and read Article 6, Section 30 of the Utah Constitution. But years ago, the legislature passed what they consider to be law. You can't override a constitution with a law. Constitutions are preeminent. They're paramount. They're superior to a law. But nevertheless, the Utah legislature did this. And then, in special sessions in the spring of 2020, they gave a blanket pardon, if you will, to anybody that violated anything in response to the COVID. This is un-American in every way, shape, or form. Let's talk about this idea of immunity. Holy cow. Every level is violated. Got to take a break, though, I guess.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman on your radio.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Reset is upon us. I believe that the coronavirus, it's a bioweapon. The vaccine, it's a bioweapon. This was intentionally foisted upon us globally, all the way down to your local level. Dr. Bradley talking about Utah specifically right now, but you can mirror this to your state, right, doctor?
Well, unquestionably, and part of the problem is that I've always said, you know, the founding fathers had run out of options. And they ended up having to go to a violent revolution. And I've always said, no, we can't do that. We have two things that they did not have in their day. One is the United States Constitution, and the other one is the ballot box, the vote. The American Founding Fathers did not have a voice that could be heard in Parliament. They had to go on bended knee, through letters, whatever, and they were completely deflected. And the idea that we could preserve our nation with that is something I've always held sacred. But what I see is so disheartening to me at this point is the complete abrogation of the constitutional limits and bounds. I mean, what idiocy rules in this nation today? And I know you could put names on this, but what idiocy rules in this nation today when we're absolutely starting a disinformation czar in the Department of Homeland Security? First Amendment flushed down the toilet. Fourth Amendment has been abandoned completely by the Patriot Act at the behest of guys like Orrin Hatch. Second Amendment under full assault right now, and you can see the full court press they're doing right now. That was the Fourth Amendment, the Patriot Act. The Fifth Amendment and the way we protect people from biases in the courts and so on and that. The Sixth Amendment, similarly. The Seventh Amendment, similarly. The Eighth Amendment. I mean, all of these things are being absolutely abandoned. And so, yes, we are under assault, but the vote is no longer sacred. I mean, we look at what's going on with the stealing of our elections. The blatant, open, unequivocal, and by the way, Utah is probably one of the worst states in the nation. I hate to say that. Utah should know better, but their move towards canonizing, if you will, that means holding sacred and never allowing them to be questioned, the processes by which the elections are stolen through machines and through drop boxes and all those kind of things, it is not the most secure system in the world. Anyway, so those kinds of things, and the fact, so we're losing the vote, we're losing our Constitution. People, we've got to wake up, we've got to recognize what is at stake here. Your kids and your grandkids will never know what you gave away, and as we moved ahead, it's interesting to me how these global cabals are so highly organized, cleverly disguised, powerfully promoted, and we continue to argue with each other about something of religion, for example. Oh, that sect is different than mine, so I'm not going to work with them in this or that or the other. I mean, come on, that we are all together so we can all worship the way we want, so let's save this. When I look at the World Economic Forum, for example, I see not only IHC in there, we talked about earlier, the Intermountain Healthcare, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Bayer, AstraZeneca. I mean, we could go down the list, the Bill and Melinda Gates, the big economic powerhouses the news media people, you know, whether it's the New York Times or NBC or Time Magazine, or you look at the big retail stores like Walmart, you look at the big tech companies like Yahoo, which, as we all know, maybe you all don't know, deplatformed me because I had a contrary perspective. Now, come on. But we're going to do that and make it, I mean, if Biden gets his way, the Department of Homeland Security is going to vet and check everything you and I say. The Ministry of Truth of 1984 is fully upon us. It is astounding to me how this is being worked to the destruction of our liberty, and it's time for Americans to wake up and say no, no more. And by the way, the resolution about impeachment, I couldn't get anybody to carry it. It's like, well, how will I ever get any of my bills passed? So I wrote another one later for the impeachment of both the governor and the lieutenant governor, which is a bad design for the way Utah's got it set up. The lieutenant governor runs the elections in the state. The governor and the lieutenant governor run like a president and vice president on the same party. It is just astounding to me. And so then after the inauguration of our new governor, I wrote one for impeachment of our new governor. But nobody, it's like, oh no, this is way too radical. They have absolutely gutted the foundation of our liberty, and people are more interested in getting a stupid, idiotic bill passed to protect, and I'll just use something that everybody's probably heard the analogy, but it didn't happen in Utah, the darter snail. I mean, come on. We're straining at gnats and swallowing camels, and that's what we've been doing. And the last 2 years has put it all on steroids. It's unbelievable what we've done. And we've lost a lot of good people, really good people.
There's no question. And it seems like, and this is interesting, this is part of the cabal, it seems like the greater influence someone seems to have for conservative values, for God, family, and country, the more they've been attacked, the more they've been sick and or are already dead from COVID. It seems like it's been a targeted attack. Now, you and I have both got COVID. We both recovered, I think, by the grace of Almighty God. But literally, though, I'm telling you, the number of conservatives and people standing against this, the more you speak out, it seems like the greater you're attacked. And then they mock those who are dead because we say that it's a cabal or that it's not as serious as they claim, etc. Then they look at the dead and mock us on that altar even. But I say that it's a greater relationship between how conservative you are and how much you stand up versus how likely you are to get very sick or die from COVID as well. And I don't know how to get all that tracked. But that's something very unique as well, Doctor.
Well, it is. And the problem is that this cabal, literally they're waging war against God's plan of freedom, of his spirit children receiving bodies on this earth and being able to have this mortal experience. They are driving this to lower and lower ages. The results on fertility are still, I don't think we're even beginning to nibble around the edges as to what is really at stake here. The little children, the unbelievable things that are happening. And I talk to people that have taken the so-called vaccine. Oh, yeah, I'm vaccine damaged. I realize that. But I still support this. You know, I had a heart attack.
It's psychotic insanity, ladies and gentlemen. It's like Stockholm Syndrome on steroids. We love our captors. It's insane. But, doctor, I want to finish by talking about this. I believe that, like, John the Baptist was the pre-runner for the Savior. I believe that COVID is a pre-runner for a real event. And believe it or not, the Hill, one of the things that elites like to do is they love to put in your face what they're about to do to you. But believe it or not, The Hill has an article, an opinion piece called Coming Soon, Climate Lockdowns. It's in The Hill. Go look it up. And what would climate lockdowns look like? Most likely, cities and states would begin a natural, gradual, and discrete ramp up of restrictions. You see, during the early days of the pandemic, people worked from home. This could become the standard by force. All you'd have to do is tax companies that force people to drive into work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Elites are insisting that climate change is the biggest threat modern humans have ever faced. Climate lockdowns and other restrictions will be used as saving us from ourselves. What a noble concept, doctor. But this is evil. This is how they're going to implement this, and most people won't really push back because it will be gradual, because it will be simple, because they really push hard, they lock us all down, we kind of freak, they back off, then they use a, quote, greater necessary cause that has global implications, and then they roll it out piecemeal by piecemeal, and we fall for it. Even if we push back, they'll just back off, wait, push again. Back off, wait, use another item, push again. And they'll slowly but surely tighten the tourniquet. They'll slowly but surely, by gradual and very peaceful supposed means, okay, it'll be gradually discreet ramp up. That's where I believe they're headed.
Well, they can do that very easily. They've seen what they can do with a health crisis, you know, fabricated as it is. Okay, it's a health crisis. Firearms are. We got to get rid of that pesky Second Amendment. The health crisis, I mean, when you look at the environment, it encompasses everything. The water we drink, the air we breathe, every single aspect, the food we eat, every aspect is embraced in a health crisis somehow in some way. And they have been probing, if you will, the resistance of the people and how far they can push, as you point out. I also believe that this is a precursor for more to come, but I've got to believe, I hope, I pray, I cajole the population and plead before God that we the people will say, no, we're done, no more. We are going to be a free people again. There is not one solitary single shred of authority for government to take the steps it did, whether it's at the general level, the national level, if people want to call it that, the federal level, or at the state level, or at the local level. Government's purpose, read the Declaration of Independence again, is to secure God-given rights. And what we have done is we have become a Mother May I society, and we're allowing the rich and famous to work their way with us. And we know that they're filled with the Gates and the Epsteins, and you could just make your list of all of those people that are... Do you want them to rule you? Do you want them to direct your life and the lives of your children and grandchildren? And I hope and pray that the answer is no, we will not allow this to happen. And Utah needs to change its ways. I mean, the way we elect people, the people we put in office, we get the same buffoons over and over and over and over and over and over again. And people that say, oh, we got to rewrite the Constitution. You're going to get the same buffoons at the convention that you've got that put us in the trouble we're in. Every aspect says we need a revamp, but it needs to be revamped upon God's original formula, limited government, checks and balances, the separation of powers, delegation of authority. We have a formula. We have a way back. The back trail is well marked. We can get back on our path if enough people will wake up and say, it's time. We are going to study that, and we are going to understand it. And no more will we allow these smiling faces and these silk-gloved hands to destroy our liberty. I mean, in the silk glove is an iron fist, and then the smile has teeth in it and their fangs. I don't know. You say, oh, you're overstating it, Bradley. I don't know as I can. I just don't know as I can overstate it. It is really... a threat. It's an existential threat, if you will, and we've been following the wrong God. We're worshiping at the altar of COVID. We shut down church. We quit our worship services. We quit following God, and we turned to the scientists and physicians and so on. Man, we're stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can pray hard and we can trust the Almighty. Faith is an important principle, and I have faith that we win in the end. I have trust in God Almighty that He loves us. He is aware of each of us. He knows the battle. He put us on the earth at this very time to fight for the sacred cause of liberty, and I expect to quadruple down in that effort, ladies and gentlemen. On my watch, I will do all within my power to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to repent and turn to the author of our liberty, even Jesus Christ, for in He is our salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for being alongside with the ride. Dr. Scott Bradley's website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check it out. God save the Republic of the United States of America.